With SRN News, I'm John Scott. An American Airlines jet collides with an Army helicopter. President Donald Trump expressing the nation's condolence in reaction to what he calls a tragedy of terrible proportions.
We are one family, and today we are all heartbroken. We're all searching for answers. That icy, icy Potomac was a cold, cold night, cold water. We're all overcome with the grief for many who have so tragically perished will no longer be with us.
The American Airlines jet with 64 aboard, the Army helicopter with three, all are feared dead. The Coast Guard working with the Army Corps of Engineers and Navy's Supervisor of Salvage and Diving to coordinate removing the wreckage and keeping Potomac River traffic out of the area until it becomes safe. Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate Judiciary Committee convening its confirmation hearing for FBI Director nominee Kash Patel. Chairman Chuck Grassley says Patel can help turn around the FBI.
Mr. Patel has precisely the qualifications we need at this time when the FBI is not being respected by our public. Mr. Patel, should you be confirmed, you'll take charge of an FBI that is in crisis.
Grassley touting Patel's background managing large intelligence and defense bureaucracies while fighting for government transparency. The American economy ended 2024 on a solid note, with consumer spending continuing to drive growth. The Commerce Department reports gross domestic product, the economy's output of goods and services, expanded at a 2.3% annual rate from October through December. For the full year, the economy grew at a healthy 2.8%. This is SRN News. A hard-fought victory for a pair of pro-lifers.
The state of California has dropped its case against David Dalyden and Sandra Merritt after they used undercover videos to reveal Planned Parenthood's trafficking in the body parts of aborted babies. The two defendants who work for the Pro-Life Center for Medical Progress have been in court for 10 years as the state tried to punish them for making the recording. Dalyden says, quote, taking this case off the board will allow me to focus fully on our investigative reporting. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Department of Education investigating Denver Public Schools for alleged discrimination. The district converted a girls' restroom on the second floor of East High School into an all-gender restroom while leaving the other bathroom exclusively for male students. The probe marks a sharp departure from the department's investigations under former President Biden, which sought to promote transgenderism in the schools. This is SRN News. A teenager who fell from a street pole in Philadelphia while celebrating the Eagles' Super Bowl berth has succumbed to his injuries.
Temple University announced the death of 18-year-old Tyler Sabapathy in a statement posted Tuesday night on the school's website. The Toronto native was an accomplished gymnast who was a freshman studying in the school's College of Public Health, where he was majoring in exercise and sports science. Witnesses have said Sabapathy climbed to the top of the pole before he fell onto the sidewalk and struck his head. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
New results from a national exam find that Americans' children continuing to lose ground on reading skills in the wake of the pandemic. They've made little improvement in math. Another setback for U.S. schools, the national exam results also show while the highest performing students have started to regain lost ground, lower performing students, they're falling further behind. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.